Psalm 142 is a psalm of David written when he was in the cave. Now, the psalm does not tell us what cave he was in. Perhaps it was the cave of Adullam, or perhaps it was the cave of En-Gedi. The psalm is a maskil, which means David wrote it for didactic and teaching purposes. Now, since David is in a cave, we can assume that he's living in a dark, damp, lonely cave. When you are in a cave, you don't have a lot of freedom. You're boxed in. The reason he's in the cave is because he was being chased in order to be killed. I don't know what the darkest and most depressing time of your life is, but I doubt seriously that you were alone in a cave because someone was out to kill you. It's about as lonely and as discouraging a situation that one could ever imagine. It's a great psalm when you find yourself feeling alone and discouraged, when you find yourself in a depressing situation. It's the kind of psalm that can really help. Psalm 142 is a psalm, prayer that David makes for the purpose of bringing his soul out of a dark and lonely depression. David was a great man of God, but that did not mean he did not go through dark times that left him depressed. Just because one is right with God does not mean everything is always happy in life. Now, when some people get really depressed, they think about taking some medication or ending their lives, and David thought about praying to God. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, who said, "Caves make good closets for prayer." And when we find ourselves in dark places and in depths of anguish, thinking and feeling as if we are all alone in a dark world, we need to cry out to God. And God wants us coming to Him in prayer. I want you to notice that three times in this verse, it's emphasized that David cries to the Lord. There are two different Hebrew words used here. The words used in verse 1 and 5, the Hebrew word za'ak, which specifically means to cry out because of some very real sorrow and hurt. And the word used in verse 6 is the Hebrew word rinna, which speaks of a very emotional and mournful wailing. Combined, these two words clearly indicate that David was very low emotionally. He was emotionally and verbally crying out to God because of his depressing circumstances. He was alone in a dark, dingy cave. And we see steps that David took when he was emotionally low. First of all, he verbally cries out to the Lord. Verse 1. "With my voice I cry out to the Lord. With my voice I plead for mercy to the Lord." Very carefully at the emphasis on the fact that David cried out to God with my voice. He literally is using his voice to cry out to God. He's literally alone in the cave, and he's literally verbally crying out to God with his voice. He's praying out loud. He's very emotional the way he's praying. So many people miss this critical fact. They become depressed and they want to crawl into some shell or cave and not talk to anyone. Many want to wallow in their self-pity or misery. What David did was literally cry out to God and talk to him. He literally used his voice to bring his supplications to God. And God desires that we come to him. God wants us looking to him and crying out to him. And when you're going through times when you're emotionally low, talk to God. No sense rambling to someone else because they cannot get you out of your dark cave experience, but God can. So when you are low, cry out to God. And then he describes his real trouble to God. Verses 2 through 4. "I pour out my complaint before him. I tell my trouble before him. When my spirit faints within me, you know my way in the path where I walk. They have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see. There is none who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. No one cares for my soul." David did not hold back one thing from God when he was talking to him. He went to God and he brought all of his complaints and troubles to him. It's a critical key to answer prayer. God is one to answer when one complains to him, but not when one complains about him. It's one thing to go to God for help, it's quite another to blame God for problems. And David had an open and honest relationship with God. He's not covering, he's not hiding, he was hurting, and he's honestly talking to God about that. And that word trouble is trouble that has tightly restricted him and boxed him in. David poured out his complaints to God and told him exactly what was binding him and bothering him. Why would any person who's in the right mind go to some godless counselor and pay money because they're in depression when you can go to God who designed you and your mind? Doesn't make any sense. Why not share all your troubles with the Lord? And that's exactly what David did. verses 3 through 4, David describes some of the trouble that overwhelmed him. David was well aware of God and his sovereignty because he says, "You knew my path," and that's so important. David was well aware of the fact that God knew the truth. He was not making some delusional thing up. He really is looking to God, and he's giving him what he's dealing with. He's hurting, and he needs help. God knew the path in which David was walking. God knew David walked on the right path. David lived life in light of the Word of God. He walked on the paths of righteousness, and that's a critical key to having God get us out of depressing things. God will not get one out of depression if one continues to walk wrong, sinful, unrighteous path. But if one is walking on paths that please the Lord, God stands ready to help. Comes the trouble in our lives, it starts when God wants it to start, and it ends with God. God knew that David's enemies had tried to trap him, and David had real enemies, and those enemies really did try to take his life. That's why he was in a cave. God knew that David was alone. When the psalm was written, David was all alone. When he was a spiritual man, he felt all alone. God knew that David had no escape. Keep in mind that David was one of the best military soldiers who ever lived. He knew how to survive. He says there's no means of escape. You can be certain of that fact. Apparently, at this point, David had no means of escaping his cave. He had no way out. David knew it, and God knew it. God knew David had no one to care for his soul. God was David's only hope. There's no one looking out for him. When you find yourself in the cave of depression, cry out to the Lord. No one else will care for you and your soul like Jesus. He's willing to help you in your hour of need. And he verbally cried out to God, acknowledging his special relationship with God. He says, "I cry to you, O Lord," verse 5. "I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living." David went to the Lord and he said, "You're my refuge. You're my ability to survive in the land of the living." David was admitting his total dependency on God for survival. And God loves it when his people come to him and communicate with him exactly what he means to them. God wants us realizing and admitting that he's our refuge and that he is our life support. Too many people think it's all about them in being able to succeed, when in fact it's God who gives us the very life we live. And then he verbally cries out to God, specifically asks God to bring him out of depression. Look at verses 6 and 7. "Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of the prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me." David asked God to answer his prayer, bring him out of depression. David is low. Many things in life bring you low. Sickness and reputation that's lost, desertion, bitter disappointment, sin, loss of job, loss of loved one, loss of sense of worth. That's times to cry out to God is when we're low. David is surrounded by persecutors. It's truly David's world. David is not strong enough to beat them. Again, David knows his limitations. He's not whining. He's just telling the truth. David wants to give thanks to God, and David wants to be surrounded by the righteous, and David was to be bountifully blessed by God. So if you're depressed and you want out, please talk to God. If you're in a dark, depressed state, go to God. Pinpoint exactly why. And if you're in a depressed state, do not isolate yourself in a cave. Get around righteous people who love God's word.